are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Well, some of you men are going to like this one. Apparently, there's an RV truck driving around the streets of New York. From what I understand, Manhattan Lower East Side, and they sell DNA paternity tests to men. The truck's owner and driver, Jared Rosenthal, operates it for Health Street, charges dads $299 to $575 for on-site peace of mind that the kid is really theirs. Apparently, he takes samples and offers customers a choice of having their results delivered in person or by mail. All right. He says it's a lot of drama. You see a man come in with a baby. You see them together, and you just hope that he's the father. Now, people think the van is creepy. From what we understand, DNA paternity testing is kind of a big business now. Apparently, 12% of men and 10% of women say they have been in a situation where they thought paternity testing was actually needed. That's a lot. One in five adults admitted to knowing at least one family member or friend who needed to confirm that they were the child's father. Mr. Rosenthal, the owner of the van, said, I had one woman get six kids DNA tested once. Something about the RV makes it more intimate. Are you kidding me? All right. So anyway, a man who was married with three other children realized the van was where he needed to go. 44-year-old man went to the Who's Your Daddy RV to confirm that his daughter was really his. Oh, that she found on Facebook. Oh, that's kind of neat, right? You father a kid, you don't know where they go, and then hopefully they find you on Facebook. Anyway, okay. So I guess for those of you that want to get paternity testing, you live in New York, find the van. It looks like an RV. Honestly, it really does. I know. Isn't it crazy that we have these situations? You know, we were just talking about a few minutes ago in the previous hour about how, I guess, one-third of adolescents are into oral sex. And, you know, we're talking about how the way a woman dances lets a guy know in a club where she is in her fertility cycle. And, I mean, boy, things have changed from waiting till you're married, right, and then hopefully decreasing the chance of STDs and unplanned pregnancies, et cetera, to everything that we see now. I even mentioned how Webster's Dictionary is probably going to have to redefine the word slut, right? Back then, my mom would scream at me saying, oh my gosh, if you wear shorts like that or a skirt that short, people will think you're a slut. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want people thinking I'm a slut. Right. Now it's like this is exactly what people want. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We are live right now, 8 minutes past the hour, taking your calls, your emails, your questions, your comments. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I know this story is going to seem like a no-brainer. Allowing your children to drink at home could put them at risk of alcoholism. I know some of you are like, okay, well, duh. But wait a second. I have listeners ask me all the time, Dahlia, and patients as well, if I let my kid have his first drink with me, supervised in the house, he's not going to go out and party. I get that a lot. I hear that all the time. And no, that's not the case. Your kids are going to party if they want to party. You know, having a glass of port with dad out on the porch is not going to prevent them from their partying days. And unfortunately, I do see children of parents who drink, whose parents let them drink at home with them, go on and drink themselves pretty heavily. So, no. That concept of, now I do understand. I do understand the idea of, okay, if my child is over 21 and there's going to be a party, let the party happen at my house so then my kid isn't driving. I could keep an eye on things. That makes some sense. But get that whole notion out of your head that you're going to prevent your kid from turning into an alcoholic. Okay? There was a study from Yale University that found that younger people, when they have their first drink, are more likely to drink heavily as adults, especially all the consequences. Lead author Megan Moran and her team looked at 1,100 students who moved from high school to college over 4 years. Oh, well, duh. I mean, that's college. The participants filled in questionnaires about when they first started drinking and then how heavily they drank, etc. They found the earlier a teenager tried alcohol, the more likely they would be struggling to control how much they drank later. Now, I know some of you are like, well, damn, I've let my kids sip my beer. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's your kid taking a sip of your beer. I think it's, all right, boy, we're going to watch the game, and yes, you know, you're going to have a beer with me. I think it's that, because I know. I mean, kids do that all the time. Oh, mommy, can I try your daiquiri? I mean, we're not talking that. We're talking, you know, the idea of, all right, it's game time, you have a beer. All right, and a lot of the drinking that we do isn't because we really crave the taste. A lot of the drinking is because it's the habit of it. I mean, these kids getting drunk, you know, when they're partying in high school or college, etc. Again, it's not because of the taste. It's because, all right, it's Friday night, it's Saturday night, we drink. And the routine is we drink at least 4 or 5 to start. And then we do shots. These are routines. And that's the problem because, the same thing with like pain medicine. You get into a car accident, you have a surgery, you take the pain medicine every 4 to 6 hours as prescribed, and then you start doing it as a routine. And then you just continually doing it as a routine. And then all of a sudden, one day you wake up and you're like, oh, wait a second, I can't break this routine. So your job as parents is, okay, I can understand if you want to let the kid take a sip. I mean, hopefully they're above age. I can't condone or, you know, underage drinking. So I can understand you guys going out or whatever. But starting to go into the habit, like, all right, it's game time. Let's drink. No. Again, you got to get them out of that habit. Alcohol, a lot of calories, no nutritional benefits. It's dehydrating, taxes the liver, can also tax the kidneys. You know, you want your kids to, you know, live long, healthy lives. Remember, Medicare and Social Security won't exist later. They got to take care of you. If I were a parent, well, I am a parent, just give them fish and vegetables. They got to, you know, take care of you later. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show on this beautiful evening, 18 minutes past the hour, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yes, I believe the winning Powerball ticket was sold at a gas station in Michigan, and I guess the gentleman won a $337 million jackpot. Cash option was $241 million. Winning numbers were 627, 46, 51, and 56. He got all five numbers. Crazy. Crazy. Eight tickets match, oh, plus Powerball. Eight tickets match five of the winning numbers to win a million. Tickets won in Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, New Jersey, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Virginia, also in Nebraska. I don't play Powerball. See, I live in Vegas, so we don't have lottos or lotteries or anything like that. But, and also, I'm just never lucky. I have never won a raffle, ever. I've never won bingo. I just won't win. I'm just not a winner. Wouldn't happen. Interesting, you know, we all make mother-in-law jokes, and then we have to backpedal, and then we have to, you know, beg for forgiveness. Well, I guess President Obama fell into that. Did you guys hear about this? So I guess he was making a speech. Where was it? Indiana? I'm trying to see. Where did he make? Yeah, Iowa. So he's making a speech in Iowa, and his wife addresses the crowd. Then he takes the podium, and he goes, let's face it, on the charisma rankings in my household. So he's rating by charisma. You got Michelle, the girls, Bo, and then my mother-in-law, and then me. Now, Bo is the dog. So, of course, everybody jumped on that, going, wait, he said the dog has more charisma than his mother-in-law. Well, he figures out what he said, and then he quickly goes, actually, my mother-in-law is before Beau, obviously. And then he starts talking about how he loves his mother-in-law. That's where Michelle gets her good looks. I guess his mother-in-law, Mrs. Robinson, lives with the family. Yeah. And then, of course, Beau was a gift from Senator Edward Kennedy and his wife to Obama's daughters, Sasha and Malia, who were promised a dog by their father when he was on the presidential campaign trail. So that's kind of interesting, you know, to see the president have to backpedal and go, uh-oh, he just, yeah, mother-in-law. That, it's, and look, it's got to be hard to live with your mother-in-law. It's got to be really, really hard. So I know we give the Obama administration a lot of crap, but it's kind of always fun to see anybody, you know, have to squirm when they, you know, gave their mother-in-law some crap. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877. You got to watch what you say. I mean, you know, if you're going to be a politician, everyone's like, oh, my gosh, the media is ridiculous. They jump on everything the politicians say, like Joe Biden. I mean, look, Joe Biden, nobody has to jump. He puts himself, you know, shoots himself in the foot with that one. But, I mean, you know, look, I mean, if you're going to be a politician and you are going to have a microphone in front of you and you're going to be in front of the cameras, yes, there's a lot of responsibility with that. You know, when I first started radio, some of my friends are like, oh, my gosh, that is awesome. Have me come on with you. We'll just shoot the breeze and blah, 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 blah. You know, and of course, they didn't say breeze. They used an expletive, right? And you know, yes, I've had my friends come on with me, and we've talked, and, you know, we've made subjects pretty entertaining for people. But here's the thing. There's still also a responsibility. You know, if I ever give you guys a medical story, like, for example, I just need to correct myself. A study came out today saying two-thirds of Americans 15 to 24 have engaged in oral sex. So even though adolescents, we have one-third admitting to it, a study now says two-thirds of 15 to 24 have engaged in oral sex. Okay, not a big deal. Many of you don't care. Whatever, fine. But again, you know, if I'm in front of a microphone, I have a responsibility. Okay, and I have to say things correctly. And if I say something incorrectly or I mess up, then I have to suffer the consequences. I mean, if I get the honor and the privilege of being able to broadcast like I can, you know, I mean, it makes sense that I'm not surprised that people are going to jump. Now, I can't stand it when people take things out of context. Okay, that's a whole nother story. Don't take one phrase or phrase fragment and then exploit it. Okay, that I don't think is fair. All right, but I do understand and appreciate I have responsibility. Like Rush Limbaugh, about a month or two ago, when the Dark Knight movie came out, he had found that the villain was named Bane. So he had thought that it was a jibe at Mitt Romney and Bain Capital. Well, no, Bane, as many of us know, has been a character in the Batman books for a while. So, I mean, people make mistakes. And then they, you know, I mean, I'm not sure if he ever corrected himself or not or whatever, but we do. I mean, you know, we make mistakes and that's fine. But, yeah, if the president is going to make a comment about charisma and put the dog before the mother-in-law, yeah, people are going to jump on it because, remember, it's the media, okay? What is the job of the media? To educate you? No. You think CNN and Fox wants to educate? No, their number one goal is to entertain, okay? You could get education from a book, from an encyclopedia, from the internet. Yes, education comes secondary, but entertain. When I first started and I went on air, I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. I'll get to teach people about cholesterol. I'll get to teach people about prostate. Oh, we could talk about hereditary hemochromatosis. All right. And, you know, my husband's like, all right, now you're going to make it entertaining. Right. I go, well, of course I am, you know, but I have to teach him. He goes, no, you have to entertain them. Then the teaching comes. And he's right, because you have to engage. Okay? You have to engage them. You have to enlist them. You have to, I wrote an article about the multiple E's that you need to do when you have these, you know, when you are take, you know, okay, now I'm fumbling. Sorry, I'm talking to my engineers messaging me. So E, you also have to know what the hell you're talking about. But to go back to the entertainment message, et cetera. Okay, remember, you have a choice between CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, HLN. Okay, well, one uses a lot of blue colors. One uses a lot of red. Some of them have the ticker tape down below. Again, they're trying to appeal to a certain viewer because they want you to see them. They do. Now, of course, they need sponsors, but what happens when it's commercial break? You flip stations and they could lose you. But when they do these stories, they have to come up with stories that are going to catch you. Nobody gives a heart and doot what President Obama thinks about a dog or his mother-in-law or whatever. Maybe some people do. But again, it's news. And so you need to be careful. One headline we saw today was U.S. voters look at Medicare as the number one issue that's going to be in the polls for this next election. What? Medicare? When did Medicare become number one? Medicare become, no. The number one issue in the polls has and will be for a very long time the recession and jobs. People are out of work. Yes, Medicare is important, but that's not the number one. But we realize, okay, in the media, you have to have headlines. Okay, you can't make a headline from the same story. You can't do that. You can't say, okay, the number one issue with polls is going to be the recession of jobs. That's the same story we've been having now for years. Oh, but this is new. This is new. Now that everybody's talking about Paul Ryan, we can now make a headline saying it's all about Medicare. Well, is there really any truth to that? Okay, be careful about assuming you're getting education from media. There's a big difference. Yes, we are going to tell you about stories, the Louisiana shooting, the Dallas pesticide state of emergency from West Nile virus, yo-yo diets, they may not be all that bad. Yes, there's going to be stories. But remember, the primary goal of any of these places is to entertain. Anybody can give you data. All right, they have to feed it to you in a way where, A, they could capture you, engage you, and then enlist you. And what do they do to enlist you? Make you listen more. They give tease. They do these teasers and teasers. Teases. Like, I was watching, Fox. I was flipping through back and forth, and I do. I watch CNN and Fox. I don't like MSNBC. It's too busy. And sometimes I just don't like what they're talking about. But I watch, CNN and Fox interchangeably, flipping between commercials. And Fox's teaser was these guys, I guess, were going off a cliff. They were race car driving, and the camera was on the car. Remember earlier today at lunchtime? And then right before they go off the cliff, they stop it, and that was the team. Well, I didn't flip the station. They got me. I really wanted to see what happened to the car. My kids were watching it. They wanted to see it, too. So I know some of these stories, you're like, please. But, again, if you need education and you want to get the facts, email me and I'll tell you where I think you can get the facts, okay? Because I know a lot of what we see is just smokes and mirrors. What is that? What's that? Yeah, smoke and mirrors. I know it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. And big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials. Donovan also added, even more than entertainment, it's the advertisers. Right, in media, not only do you want to educate, not only do you want to entertain, but you want to keep the advertisers and keep them coming. All right, which means you need to have ratings and you need to have viewers. So while you guys are just all getting entangled up in what the media is trying to do, just make sure you don't get clouded by some of the BS that they're feeding you. All right, now let's just get to some medical news, okay? Nothing entertaining about this. Obviously, I'm not worried about the ratings. I mean, how much lower can they go? All right, there's a study that came out saying tall people may not suffer from heart disease like shorter people do, but they are more inclined to die from cancer. Now, a while back on my show, about a year and a half ago, we were talking about how men with short stature, around 5'4", 5'5", could be more inclined to having heart disease. And that they are so inclined such that they may want to add it as one of the cardiac risk factors. We've reviewed the cardiac risk factors, male over 40, female over 50, person who smokes, diabetes, cholesterol, high blood pressure, history of heart attack, family history of heart attack. Those are risk factors for heart disease. Well, they wanted to add short stature as well. Now a study's come out going, all right, well, we know what happens to people with short stature. What happens to people tall, who are tall? And they say tall people are more likely to die from cancer. Now, how did they figure this out? What they did is they looked at about 130 different studies, compiling information on about 1 million people, looking at the causes of death. These were people born between 1900 and 1960. 85% of them were white, 93% lived in North America or Europe. They had noticed that people have grown taller over time, about an average of 0.27 inches every 5 years. The average height of men in the study was 5'8". Average height of women was 5'3". But when they looked at it, they found that shorter people who probably had maybe malnourishment, chronic infection, diarrhea, stressful childhood, etc., those things could have caused them to maybe have short stature. And many of them had cardiac events, as opposed to people who were tall, apparently had more mental illness and cancer. So, you know, with a study like this, what do you do with it? Well, you can't change your height. Okay, I mean, yeah, you could probably, you know, put some padding in your boots. But interesting study. What I would say to take home, well, the other reason why they think tall people are more prone to cancer is because their organs are bigger. And when you have a bigger organ, you have more cells in that organ, which means you have an increased probability of one of those cells turning cancerous. But then if that's the case, then you would have arguments that, okay, well, an enlarged prostate will get more prostate cancer. A large obese person would get more skin cancer. I don't think that's the case. So, interesting study. We'll watch it. All right, another thing came out today saying BPA. This BPA has been haunting us for years now. It's a chemical that causes endocrine changes, could cause cancer. It's in our plastics, our food containers. Well, now they're saying that they think this BPA causes your arteries to narrow, which can lead to a heart attack. Now, we've talked about how people get heart attacks. Sometimes you clog up completely, but a lot of times you have the artery. It has maybe a plaque on it that's occluding maybe 60%. But then when the artery constricts during sex or stress or high blood pressure or sleep apnea, it completely occludes. So they think that BPA could lead to heart attack because it could cause your arteries to constrict. I know. The news, we just don't have good news today. I'm sorry. So anyway, they looked at multiple participants. I'm not going to go into the whole study, and that's what they found. So BPA is on our cash register receipts, is in our canned food, beverages, etc., plastics. So, you know, I know the government is now trying to limit BPA. I'm not sure where that's going to go, but we'll, you know, keep you posted as we hear more. It's just, you know, if your artery's narrow, I'm not as concerned as I am if you have plaquing. So, again, you know, if we're going to start getting all paranoid that the chemicals around us could kill us, cause heart attacks, etc., again, just go back to the basics. Eat right. Do everything in moderation. I mean, if you keep your cholesterol down, then hopefully you won't be that clogged. Or if a little piece of plastic or a receipt causes your artery to constrict, it won't constrict to the point where you have a heart attack. That's where we have to go with that one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study came out saying more and more kids are now drinking diet drinks. So we may be successfully getting kids off sugary drinks, but now they're drinking diet drinks. Excuse me. They think 12.5% of children are drinking artificially sweetened beverages. I'm sorry, I have a little cough. I'm sorry. Okay, so how is that healthier? They say this is up from 6% from a decade earlier. 12.5% of children are now drinking. They shouldn't be drinking diet drinks. There's no healthy content to that. There's no nutrition. The kidneys have to work twice as hard to try to get the water component out of it. Now, a quarter of Americans say they've had a diet drink in the past day versus 19%. And again, many of us are scared of the high fructose corn syrup. We're scared of the weight gain we're getting from soda. Many of us didn't realize that the calories on a can of soda do not seem to equal the calories you'd get from a sandwich or something else. Apparently, calories from soda really stick. You could almost double the number as far as I'm concerned. So, it's honestly, it's the devil. These sodas are the devils. But they're so tasty. I love Coca-Cola Icy's, but I can't have any more because I don't want to gain weight. Now, the sugar substitutes like your aspartame, saccharin, sucralose, many of these have been found, okay, safe, but remember, saccharin, was linked to rat, bladder cancer, and, we need to review some of the risks with some of these artificial sweeteners. We need to review those again, one day. And remember, saccharin came out because they needed, a substitute for sugar during the war. Pretty cool stuff. We'll go back and talk about that, later. But, unfortunately, we're having kids now. If they're afraid to drink sodas, okay, fine, I'll just drink the diet drink. Whatever happened to water? Whatever happened to low-fat milk? I don't get it. I don't get it. So just keep an eye on your kids and, don't feed them diet drinks. No reason to do that. More and more, adolescents and, young adults are mixing their alcohol with caffeinated beverages. We've talked about that. Red Bull and Jaeger. Jolt, remember, did Jolt have the alcohol already in it and then it was taken off the market? But anyway, alcohol and caffeinated beverages are still, a huge, huge fad, very popular. And unfortunately, what the caffeine does is it gives you the energy to still drink. So people start consuming more and more alcohol. And they do it on purpose. They know what they're doing. Unfortunately, these people are 6 times more likely to suffer heart palpitations. I had one young kid throw himself into atrial fibrillation. The heart could not handle the caffeine from his caffeinated drinks. And he didn't even mix alcohol with that. And we had to send him to the hospital. I go, I'm sorry, you have a deadly heart rhythm right now. No more caffeine ever. So that didn't go over really well with him. These kids also have sleep difficulties. They're prone to tremors, irritability, crash episodes. They get these bursts of energy and then followed by exhaustion. How do these people keep a job? You know, you almost wonder, maybe it's not the recession causing everybody to lose their job. It's all these people drinking these energy drinks and alcohol, and then they can't go to work. Anyway, they say the researchers link energy drinks with heart problems, including blood pressure, also making blood more sticky. Remember, these things have sugar, not to mention mixing it with the alcohol. So sticky stuff sticks to the arteries. Sticky arteries, hard to clean up, hard to decrease the plaque, more prone to heart disease. So as you can see, just honestly, people, just throw a piece of fish in your mouth, have some water, eat some vegetables, and I think you'll live long enough. All right, don't go away. We got to talk about West Nile, what's going on in Dallas, and how to prevent yourselves from getting West Nile. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we've been watching pretty closely what's been going on with Dallas. This West Nile virus has kind of grown to epidemic proportions where, from what we understand, there's already been 17 deaths, 465 infections. The outbreak led officials in Dallas City and County to declare a state of emergency. What they have been doing tonight is doing aerial pesticide spraying over wide swaths of Dallas County. Now, of course, many people have been concerned. They don't know if it's safe. One of my listeners wrote me tonight saying, should I just leave town? You know, from what we understand, it's safe. The EPA has told us it's safe. The CDC has told us it's safe. It's a very widely used pesticide. They say the pesticide are using synthetic pyrethenoids such as Duet. This pesticide has been used for years, ever since they got rid of DDT back in the 1970s. They say the pyrethinoid insecticides are commonly used in government-run spraying programs. They've used it in commercial products, home-use products. The synthetic version is actually made from chrysanthemums. Right? And have become a popular, like I said, alternative to the toxic organophosphates that we had to get rid of back in the 70s. They claim that this has an 88% kill rate. And they come up with this number because of recent spraying after a flood in Kentucky. Now, of course, some people are trying to, you know, block the spraying. From what I understood, it already happened. I mean, where are we right now? We're about 8:50 p.m. Pacific. So this is central time over there, 10:50. They claim it was only supposed to be about maybe an eighth of an ounce per acre. Again, I don't know how they get that down to a science, but they claim it was only supposed to be a very small amount, even though they're covering 49,000 acres, from what I understand. So, you know, what is West Nile virus? Well, we've talked about this virus many times. For the most part, it's benign. There's like a West Nile fever that people get. Mild infection, fever, headache, body aches, fatigue, just like any other flu. Unfortunately, 1% of the infected people can actually go on and have a serious neurological infection, whether it be encephalitis, meningitis, etc. And that's where the fever gets really high. You have a severe headache. You don't want to move your neck. You get very disoriented and confused because it's an infection hitting the brain. You don't want to look at light, which is called photophobia. You could go into a coma, obviously die. You could have tremors and muscle jerking, convulsions, paralysis, weakness, etc. And so, unfortunately, when you do get West Nile virus, we can't predict if you're going to get, you know, a nastier form or if it's just going to hit you mildly. Now, risk factors for West Nile, usually it comes around July to September. This is the time. We also see it in the Midwestern U.S. Don't see it as much in the South, but we're already hearing that there's 10 cases in Arkansas. Of course, the more you are outside, the more at risk, the more you are exposed to mosquitoes. Of course, the more risk because you get this from mosquitoes. So, okay, so what do we do? Well, we're telling everybody to try to avoid the times when mosquitoes are out there. You know, during dusk and dawn, that's when they like to mate. That's when they like to go play. We also tell you to wear light-colored clothing. Mosquitoes are usually attracted to dark clothes. We tell you to cover up. You know, don't be doing the shorts and skirts. You need to cover up your skin. Have your skin covered. Put your pants in your socks. Wear a large brim hat. Maybe use some netting. Maybe put some netting over your babies and their strollers. Insect repellents, I think, are your best bet. I'm a huge fan of DEET. I think DEET works. And you don't have to get the extra, extra fancy schmancy percentage. Sometimes the smaller percentages work. And what I learned in my wilderness medicine course is to also take lice spray and permethrin and spray it on your clothes. Do a washing. It actually lasts about six uses, and I think even six washings of that piece of clothing. And between that and the DEET, you could get close to 100% protection from mosquito bites. They also say, and we've known this, you got to avoid areas where there's standing water, like unclogged roof gutters, wading pools, swimming pools, you know, change water in the bird baths, trying to see where else, containers that are sitting around, doggy dishes even, you know. Many people ask about, like, the tiki torches and the citronella. Citronella works. I mean, you could try it. Some people like to put vanilla on themselves, lavender oil, eucalyptus oil. I don't know much about those. You know, we do know that mosquitoes are very attracted to sweat, smelly. So I understand you trying to make yourself smell less human could work. But what we understand is, like, these Avon products, you know, that are supposed to repel mosquitoes, they just don't work as well. All right. And remember, you don't spray the mosquitoes with the insect repellent. It won't kill the mosquitoes. All it does is repel them, makes them go away. And a lot of times they'll go to your partner, husband, wife, whatever, that doesn't have any repellent on. So make sure everybody gets repellent. Okay. They also say attract birds and mammals that feed on mosquitoes in the lawn. They say blue martins and bats love to eat mosquitoes. All right? Then, of course, if you get bit by a mosquito, you can put some ice on it. You won't get these West Nile symptoms, unfortunately, for days, maybe even weeks later. But like we talked about, fever, headache, fatigue, etc., you may think you're coming down with flu because we're slowly going into flu season, but it may not be flu. It could be West Nile. So there are antibodies. There are ways to test. Not really any cures for West Nile virus. It usually just your symptomatic measures, give you fluids, watch, help you with the pain. God forbid it goes into an encephalitis. We can use immunoglobulin to try to block or interfere on, I should say. But just let your doctor know, you know, if you had an insect bite issue. Just remember, a lot of times, you know, you're sick weeks later and you don't know. Now, a very scary case happened today in Yosemite where a man had died after contracting the hantavirus. Remember we were scared by this about 12 years ago? And then there was another case in 2010. Well, a man died after contracting hantavirus, which is basically a rodent-borne disease. These rats poop and they pee. You somehow get it into your respiratory system. Another woman in the same camp ground area also was affected. She's in stable condition, but unfortunately the gentleman died. Now, you get it also from fecal matter, deer mice that they believe were trapped in Curry Village, which is kind of a family-friendly area of cabins in Yosemite. I am such a dork. Earlier in the show, I was talking about Montana. That's Yellowstone. Oh, what a dork. I'm talking about Yellowstone. I always mix up Yellowstone and Yosemite. Yosemite's California. All right, anyway. All right, my bad. See how I have to do a correction? I'll correct it tomorrow. No one's going to remember. Anyway, the names of the two people affected were not released. The man was from Alameda County in the San Francisco Bay Area. The woman from Southern California expected to survive. No other cases reported. What are the symptoms of hantavirus? Well, very similar to West Nile. Fever, muscle aches, headache. But you also see with hantavirus more diarrhea, abdominal pain, vomiting, etc. And so, you know, coughing as well. Unfortunately, a big difference between hantavirus and West Nile virus is if you get hantavirus, a third of the cases can be fatal, as opposed to West Nile virus, much more rare to be fatal. So, you know, CDC is looking into this. It's again, just one case. But again, it could be weeks. I think even 6 weeks later, you could possibly show symptoms. Health officials say people should avoid contact with mice and other rodents, wear gloves, spray areas contaminated with rodent droppings and urine with a 10% bleach solution, then wait 15 minutes before cleaning the area. So I guess bring bleach with you when you go camping. All right. Okay. Well, everybody, be safe. Please find me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter. Don't forget to think about our Alaskan cruise. We're going to Alaska next summer. We got a great rate. We're going to have a lot of fun. Most of all, be safe and God bless.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.